Everybody's got a story. Some are very extraordinary stories. It might be good for somebody to look into theirs.
Because a story is the shortest distance between two people.
Allison Downey curates stories for our ongoing series, The Living Room.
I'm driving down Westridge Avenue in Kalamazoo when I'm cut off by these limousines that pull into an Applebee's. So, of course, I have to go see who's in a limo in Kalamazoo. And the door opens and out tumble this gaggle of very awkwardly dressed teenagers. And I think, oh, of course, prom season. How could I forget? And it makes me think of my very first high school dance. I'm in the back of my brother's 1973 Dodge Polara. He's speeding. I'm sitting next to my date, Dan, this really cute guy I'm in the musical Oklahoma with at his all-boys Catholic high school. We're racing to my all-girls Catholic high school to try to catch the end of my first high school dance. I secretly hoped that by the end of the night, Dan would be my boyfriend. He was so cute with this Sean Cassidy feathered hair. He was sweet, shy. He had braces like me, but his looked good on him. And at 14, my MO was that if I really, really liked a guy, I didn't talk to him. So I barely knew Dan, but I had these visions for our night together. We would dance a slow dance to Lionel Richie's Hello.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
We'd look into each other's eyes and say, yeah, it's you I'm looking for. And then we'd kiss, and then bingo, he'd be my boyfriend. And I knew that Dan was out of my league. I mean, I wasn't one of the pretty girls with the bows and the bangs and the soccer legs. But that night, I felt pretty. I had my hair done up in curls and thick stage makeup from the show, and I had time to take it off. But for some reason, I thought that neon blue eyeshadow and Marie Antoinette base was really sophisticated. And besides, it covered my brand new chin pimple that I'd named Mount Vesuvius. My dress is white cotton with satin ribbon and embroidered pearls at the neckline, which was at my neck because it was my eighth grade confirmation dress. And I don't know why I thought it would be appropriate to wear my eighth grade confirmation dress to my first dance, but I did. And I thought I looked really hot. My brother slams on the brakes. We tumble out. Dan and I race up the steps to the gym. There's colored streamers everywhere and this fog of polo cologne. And shout a little bit louder now, shout, which I quickly learn is the last dance. Because in 1983, shout is the last song for every high school dance. We had missed Hello. And Dan, in this heroic gesture, says,
You want to see a movie?
Yeah, that's a great idea. A movie, it's so romantic.
Want to see Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Totally. Because I didn't know anything about Rocky Horror. I'm thinking it's the horror flick and it'll give him an excuse to put his arm around me. And for those of you that don't know Rocky Horror, it's basically a steamy cult rock musical with Tim Curry in drag. So we walk down the cobblestone. There's the theater and a huge line of people that looks like a transvestite costume party and bras and panties. They've got to be cold. This one girl was dressed kind of like me, but she had tattoos up her legs and spikes in her ears. And she goes, nice costume. Thanks. It's not really a costume. It hadn't occurred to me that I was in costume. Now, everybody, including Dan and his tech black, is all Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I, in my virginal white confirmation dress, I'm Oklahoma. We get our popcorn. We sit down. Dan is so excited that he's twitching. And I'm just fraying inside. The movie starts.
Hey, Janet.
Brad and Janet, who's played by Susan Sarandon, my favorite actress, are getting engaged. It's a romantic comedy. And he sings her this song that he made up for her. And everybody, including Dan, sings along. Like, they all know the words.
The river was deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
And then on screen, Brad and Janet's car, it breaks down. They exit into this torrential rainstorm. They're getting completely soaked when the sprinklers in our theater switch on and it starts raining on us. And everybody suddenly got umbrellas and squirt guns. I'm like, I didn't get the memo, people. my curls melt into this mat on my head. And my stage makeup streams down my face to my dress. And my dress looks like a watercolor momo. And now it's see-through, which is not the point of a confirmation dress. And I look up to see if Dan noticed. He's waving a lighter. I didn't even know he smoked. And then he's in the aisle doing the pelvic thrust with the sweet transvestites from Transsexual Transylvania. And on screen, Susan Sarandon, the only person I can relate to in this whole theater, is taking off her shirt. And women all around me start disrobing and throwing their blouses at the screen. And I am sitting there, marinating in this puddle of my own makeup, while my date, the shy Dan, is having the time of his life in the aisle. I couldn't know then that a few years later, I too would be dancing in the aisles. These would be my people. But that night, on the long, quiet ride home in the back of my brother's 1973 Dodge Polara, I didn't feel so pretty, and I didn't get to dance to Hello, and Dan would not become my boyfriend, because he was Rocky Horror Picture Show, and at 14, I was Oklahoma.
She bought me the ribbon, it was hot pink satin to go with my be there. I'll be Ginger Rogers, there'll be Fred Astaire's, and she piled my hair up just like we planned, with curls, the bow, and a sparkly headband. I walked down the stairs, my brother brushed by, he said, guys don't like girls with their hair up that high. And I said, but I do, and that door of the gym, draped in crepe paper and poster board. Seventh grade mixer, come meet your match, and a heart in red markers.
Allison Downey is a singer, songwriter, storyteller, and a professor at Western Michigan University. She and Zach Rosen produced The Living Room for Michigan Radio.